From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining with me around the Word of God. I mentioned last week how that the purchase of a book called A Little Further, it's a book of daily readings from the writings and sermons of the late great Ulster Revival preacher W.P. Nicholson, can help orphans in Romania. Dr. Stanley Barnes has compiled and published this book, which may be obtained in any good Christian bookshop, and all proceeds will go toward the helping of those orphans. I hope that you will bear this in mind when you're next thinking of getting someone a present. Remember, tonight at 9 o'clock, we will be playing the first extract from a sermon entitled The Lord Jesus Mocked, Maltreated, and Murdered. And perhaps I should mention that as from November the 21st, our 9 o'clock Monday program will be moved forward until 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. That's from the 21st of November. Please bear that in mind and join with us at the new time. I will be the preacher at a gospel mission in Dromore Free Presbyterian Church, commencing this coming Lord's Day, the 6th of November. I'm preaching at 3:30 on the Lord's Day and 8 o'clock from Monday to Friday. I hope that you come along and join with us in this special gospel mission marking the 30th anniversary of the opening of the church in Dromore. Now here's a hymn, and then we will be turning to John chapter 18, the verses 10 to 18 and 25 to 27. The hymn is entitled, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Please turn with me now to John's Gospel, chapter 18. We're going to consider verses 10 to 18 and also 25 to 27. Our subject is Peter's sword and Peter's silence. Our passage begins with the words, Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Verse 10. While this incident is reported in all of the Gospels, John alone tells us that it was Peter who used the sword and that it was Malchus who was injured. The Gospel of John was the last of the Gospels to be written, and so it is likely that both Peter and Malchus were dead by the time John wrote it, and therefore their names could be used without any repercussions for either. We are told in verse 15, "And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest." That other disciple, of course, was John, for so he ever speaks of himself in this anonymous fashion. John knew the high priest, and so would have known the members of his household, and could therefore give us the name of the man whose ear Peter cut off. In this passage, we have some truths which we should note. First of all, impulsive zeal does not result in holy actions. It is clear from the many incidents recorded in the Gospels in which Peter was involved that he was a hot-headed, impulsive man. That is something that is common to some degree in us all. Peter's giving way to anger on this occasion was just as quickly followed by his giving way to fear. Peter did a great wrong by striking with the sword. It is clear that what he did was not sanctioned by Christ, for he was immediately rebuked by the Saviour, and the damage and the injury caused by Peter was immediately put right by the Saviour. Peter's actions were in total opposition to the will of Christ and his Father in heaven. Then said Jesus unto Peter, "Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" Verse 11. Peter's action was in direct opposition to God's plan of redemption for his people through the death of Christ on the cross. In Matthew's Gospel, we are given more of the words spoken by Christ on this occasion. "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the Scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be?" Matthew chapter 26, verses 53 and 54. The best of Christian men, by their self-motivated actions, can find themselves doing the devil's work when they were intending to do God's work. Christ's rebuke was very public. He spoke before the disciples and he spoke before his enemies there in the garden. And here are we, some 2,000 years later, still reading of the folly of Peter on this occasion. How ashamed Peter would have been of his actions here in the garden, and later that evening when he denied the Lord for the rest of his life. Notice how Christ stepped in to rectify the damage done by Peter. Interestingly, it was Luke the physician in his Gospel who tells us, "And Jesus touched his ear and healed him." Luke chapter 22, verse 51. Christian, if it were not for the Lord Jesus intervening in our affairs and life, what havoc and chaos we would bring upon our own heads. Doubtless, Peter intended to kill Malchus. What a tragedy that would have been for the cause of Christ and for Peter himself. What a shame it would have brought upon our Saviour's cause. And Peter would have ended his days upon a scaffold, dying as a convicted murderer. Christian, we are like the little child who rushes toward the fire, who plucks at that which is too heavy for it to carry, and so causes it to fall and break, whose curiosity takes it where danger lies. That child must be watched over and preserved from the harm it would bring upon itself. So Christ looks after his children. The second point I'd like to make is this. Sin makes cowards of the bravest of Christians. Poor Peter, so filled with bold outrage one moment, and the next, cowering in the shadows, afraid to be identified with Christ. Verses 15 to 18 tell of Peter being brought into the courtyard of the house of Annas, the father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was the high priest, and how Peter was there challenged by a female attendant. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. Verse 17. The fact that Peter was so ready with a lie, and so unwilling to own Christ as his Saviour to a young girl, indicates just what a coward sin and backsliding will make of the best of Christians. But one lie does not suffice. Peter was warming himself at the fire in the courtyard, for the nights get cold in Israel, even in the springtime, and also standing there were other servants and officers. They also challenged Peter, and he gave way to the fear of man yet again, and denied the Lord once more. They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. Verse 25. But the interrogation was still not over. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Verses 26 and 27. The sound of the cockerel crowing brought back to Peter's mind the warning words of Christ to him a little earlier on that dreadful night. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Matthew chapter 26 and the verse 75. Doubtless something else contributed to Peter's broken-hearted repentance for his sin. Luke records for us in chapter 22 and the verses 60 and 61, And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. How melting must have been that look of love and mercy and pity directed toward Peter by the Saviour. One quick word in closing. How hard are the hearts of sinful men? Malchus must have been seriously injured by the sword of Peter, but he was healed by a touch from the Saviour's hand. Yet Malchus still helped bind the hand that had healed him, and persecuted unto death the one who had acted in such mercy toward him. How many act in a similar manner toward the one who died for sinners that they might live? Are your hands raised in rejection of the one whose hands have bestowed many blessings upon you in this life? Please remember, my friend, that those hands, stretched out now in mercy, will be raised one day in judgment against all who have defied him. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Take heed to these words. Will you please join me tonight at 9 o'clock? Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.